Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Sister Betty with This My Journey with Jesus Christ, and each day is challenging. Every day is a challenge, and it is that's a plus. It's a good thing. I'm enjoying my challenge, regardless of whether I must go through hardship, suffering, but it is a learning. It's a learning tool, challenges are. And so today I am here at home and enjoying this nice change of weather here in North Texas. And it has truly been, I must say, a blessing. And today I'm going to be bringing forth 30 minutes of sharing a testimony, a living, breathing testimony. And this testimony is about my 13th anniversary. Today is March the 11th. It's the 13th anniversary of me being a non-smoker. We would call it an addiction. And I thank God for the healing of this addiction. So it's been 13 years, long years, and I thank God for it. Amen. Because I could not have done it without His help. And I'm here to share this because I know that there are many, many of us who are out here who have some kind of addiction. And whatever the addiction may be, believe me, you cannot do it alone or by yourself. You've got to have help. You have to have help from the Lord and those who God will put in your path that will help you. There are many, much, much help. But you have to be willing and determined and you wanting to be helped. And so I must say that this has been a long journey for me, and it is a journey. And I thank God that I no longer had to depend on a piece of wrapped paper with stuff that we don't know what they're putting in it, the tobacco, but you can be addicted. And there are different kinds of addiction. There is sexual addiction. There is drugs addiction. There is money, gambling addiction. There is addiction of just being pure liar. You know, that's an addiction. There are just many types of addiction, and I'm just only calling a few. And so sometimes you can be addicted to chocolate. It all depends, you know, but whatever it is that you do, and if it's not good for you, you know, you can be released from it, and that's by willingly wanting to ask God for His help, and He will help you. So don't let anyone say that God will not help you, that He won't help those who will not help themselves, because that is not biblical. I do know for the fact that God will help you, and He wants to willingly want to see you take those steps through as well in the process. Willing to meet, and for me, I'm going to use myself, that if I say, God, I need your help, and God, He says He'll never leave me nor forsake me, and He has been with me all these years, and but I have to choose, too, whether to what? Continue on spending money on this type of item. If I choose to have doubt and say that God cannot help me, or I just can't let it go, those are negative words. You have to get positive words within your mind and your thoughts. So you just have to, and another thing, stop listening to people who say, oh, that you can't be helped, or you're just stuck, or any negative words comes from the enemy anyway, and that's safe. So I will say that you can do all things through Christ that gives you the strength to do so. So it is true that God will help you. And so you have to, again, be willing to want Him to help you. You have to take those steps, and they're called baby steps. So that's what I did, and that's what I did for 13 years. And today I am a living, breathing proof. I know why God has me here for his purpose. Amen. And so anyway, I'm going to share a few scriptures here for you. Amen. And one of the scriptures I'm going to go out of is out of Proverbs. That is 28:13. And hopefully you can go and you can study this scripture for yourself. It says here that he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. That's right. God is merciful. And so if you hiding whatever you're doing, whatever it is, the sin you're doing, hiding it, we have to know, and if you don't know, God is all-knowing anyhow. But when we're trying to cover our sins, and that means that we cannot prosper, if I cover it and not confess it, that what I'm doing, then there's no way I will be able to prosper. I will be chained. I will be in bondage when I know that for the fact that God went to the cross and he did something that no man or myself would have done. And so he has broke those chains, and he wouldn't have went through all the suffering if he didn't love us as he did. And he loves us very much. So that scripture is saying that if we continue, if we cover those things, you know, we will not prosper from them. And I remember, I'm going to give a little bit, just a little tap, that just being a Christian and you're going, you're thinking you're hiding from the other Christians or you're hiding from people, especially when you're going to church. I know years ago when I was going to church and I was still a smoker, and I had went into the church and thinking that, okay, I stopped for 2 days smoking, and that was a struggle because I didn't want others to smell the smoke. Well, oh my, oh me. But finding out later on in my studying and as I have been studying more and more about it afterwards, that, you know, when you're a smoker, smoke is on you, it's under your skin, and it's even in your clothes, and it's hard to get out of your clothes, and it's just all around you. So when I'm a non-smoker, non-smokers can smell smokers, yes, and but if you're a smoker, you can't smell it, of course. But as a non-smoker, I'm pretending that, trying to hide the sins that, you know, because, and let me go back and say this, that our bodies is the temple of God. This temple, this body belongs to him. This is the temple. And what we're doing morally damaging it. And so we don't want to do that. There is so much more that you can learn about, but it's all about scriptures. It's all about studying God's word and listening to his word. And he will teach you a lot that you don't know. And so that's a scripture there. We know that he is merciful. Now, there's another scripture that I would like to read. It says here in John 3:30, it says that you must increase, but I must decrease. You know what? God is the one that gets all the glory. I don't care what you do, what you're telling folks, and you got to give God praise. You got to say that, you know, everything that's happening, we cannot do anything on our own. It has to be, it's Christ gets all the credit. So that scripture is saying that God doesn't want anyone to get his glory. He gets all the glory. He must, as it says, he must increase, but I must decrease. That means that when I'm sharing my testimony, when I'm sharing my journey with people, when I'm sharing, it is not I who wants to get the glory, it is him who I'm giving the glory to, because I know that it is him who is doing what he's doing in my life and for my life. Amen? So I wanted to go there with that scripture because that's what the Spirit wants, is that he is the one that gives the glory and not man and not myself or you. Okay. Now, I'm hoping that you enjoyed this very short. It's a short testimony. I've been away for a while, but I'm on my journey. I'm in a journey, and, you know, journey's not always going to be up, and it's always not going to be down. But when you're down, you get on up. And you know what? And when you do get up, you continue up and doing God's work, continue allowing Him to use you. Go through the suffering. Go through the hurt and the pain. That's what it's all about when we are followers of Jesus Christ. He never said to us that it was going to be easy for us. He never said it. And so it wasn't easy for Him. So what He wants us to do is to continue moving forward, continue ministering the Word, teaching it, preaching it, eating it, listening to His voice. It's all about listening. We can talk, but we got to sometimes have to be quiet and allow God to speak to us and share those testimonies out there with people, whether you're on your job or wherever you may be. It doesn't always have to be in the house of the Lord. Come out of that house of the God and share your testimony, regardless of how bad it may sound or how you think people are going to feel about you afterwards. Get over it. It's easy to say, but believe me, you can get over it. Just tell those testimonies, share what you've done, let people know that, you know, we are sinners that has been saved by God's grace, and that it is that it's not easy for them. When they accept Christ into their heart and their life, and they choose that without force, that they have a journey. But let's not leave them out there alone. Let them know that we are a support to them. Continue on supporting those who are baby Christians. Let us confess the truth. Let us be the truth, because that's who Christ is. Christ is truth. And as for Christians, we're going to go through some evil things. There's some evil times right now. There is evil that is out here. And we have to put on the whole armor of God, because we are facing not just, it's not flesh and blood. It is spiritual. It is a spiritual warfare. So you cannot fight a spirit with a flesh. You have to fight the spirit with the spirit. And that spirit is the spirit that dwells within you. If you have accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and your life, then Jesus dwells in you. This spirit is there. The Comforter has been left for us to help us, and that the battle is not ours. It is His. He has already won the battle. But while we are still here, we must continue maintaining, continue feeding that spirit, continue living that life, continuing ministering the word and teaching the word to those who need ministering to. Not just encouraging us who as the believers, we encourage one another, but there are many out there who are yet not, has not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And they need to know the word. Don't have to force it. Live it. They may never open up their Bible. Never open their Bible, but they're watching us. They may never. They may say things and call us freaks and call us making us look like the villains when we know we're not the villains. They're making the good to be evil and making evil to be right. And we know this. I speak out the truth. I will continue speaking the truth regardless, because that's who Christ is. He's the truth. So today, this morning, and I thank God, it is here 10 o'clock a.m. here in North Texas. Glory be to God that He has allowed me, woke me up this morning and let me say thank you for healing me. I'm in a process now. But God is healing me. He's healed me with many things. Many things I have been healed, and I thank Him for it. And I will continue giving Him praise, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Not at all. Amen. And hopefully you not either. But I hope that blessed. Hope that you was encouraged. Hope that the Spirit is touch your heart, that you have to, sometimes we have to examine ourselves, examine our own heart. Sometimes, as I tell some people, I say, when you're pointing a finger at others, the other finger is pointing at you. Somebody shared that with me, gave that to me years ago. And so it's amazing. So whenever I'm pointing a finger, I always remember the other finger is pointing at me. So we have to be very careful with ourselves. If you want to share, if you want to encourage somebody, share a testimony. Give them the word. Give them the word of God. Give it to them in love. Don't have to be hating. Don't have to be forcing it. Just share the love of Jesus Christ, because that is who Jesus Christ is. He's love. He's one that has mercy and grace, and yes, he's one that is the judge, and he is coming back and returning, and yes, he does have wrath. He can be wrathful. He can get angry, too. So let us not continue in what is happening now, is angering our Lord Jesus. Let us continue doing what we need to do and stay focused and keep seeking his faith. Seek his faith. No matter how long you've been a Christian, no matter how long you've been a child of God, we still need to continue seeking his faith, continue studying his word. Don't ever think that you're all set and you got it going on, because here comes a slip. We have to realize the enemy is lurking. He is truly lurking. Amen. So this is Sister Betty with It's My Journey with Jesus Christ. This has been a wonderful and blessed morning in the name of Jesus. And I don't know when I'll be back on, but if it's God's will and if God's to be his will for me to come back on and bring another encouraging, powerful word of truth, the gospel, sharing a journey, uplifting, encouraging, because many of us need that. All of us need that. Amen. We need hope, and hope is Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us where we are today. Thank you for the tools you blessed us with. Bless Talk Radio. Bless all of those who are out there, listeners, those who are out there, Father, who are about your business, those who do not know you yet. Hopefully they will, in the name of Jesus. Father, give us your strength, give us courage, give us boldness. Let us stand and let us look the giants in their eyes, and let us continue moving forward, because we cannot do it without you helping us and giving us what we need. In the name of Jesus, bless us all. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. Have a great week. In the name of Jesus, enjoy your day. Be safe. Share the gospel. Give somebody a hug. Smile. Say something nice and kind. And continue at thanking God and giving him praise and mercy no matter what you may be going through today. Give him his praise. Amen. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.